We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I'll never call off. Fourth quarter pressure. Back of the jersey. Double sevens. No matter how many times, I never get tired of that reference. Hop Hall of Fame for dirt. We love you with a deep reverence.
Hi, this is Luka Doncic.
Hi, I'm Kyrie Irving.
And you're listening to the Mavs Step Back Podcast.
They waiting on my fall off. I'll never call off. Fourth quarter pressure. Back of the jersey. Double sevens. No matter how many times, I never get tired of that reference. Hall of Fame for dirt. We love you with a deep reverence. Backcourt nasty. I wonder who gon' check him. Cuban did his thing when he went and got number 11. I still got his picture on my wall at 707. Feel synonymous with Kyrie, how we both train with aggression. Competition obsolete, trying to breathe life into my dreams. I'm so tired of sleep, still got some work from last season that was incomplete. So hungry for redemption, thank my boys, that's my overeat. Like Luka with his three, if I'm hit, my mic is prone to overheat. I pride myself the most, I'm 22 and my folks proud of me. I took the hard way since I was 10. It was no surprise to me. A step back mass blowing up was no surprise to me. And I'm speaking honestly.
Seven.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome in to another episode of the Mavs Step Back Podcast. I'm your host, Dalton Trigg. First of all, before we get started, lots of great Mavs stuff to talk about with this one, but I just wanted to say, you know, I appreciate all of you being patient. I know I haven't been posting these as regularly as I normally do. Life has a way of throwing stuff at you that slows you down a little bit. And I'm good. There's nothing crazy going on, but there's just stuff that happens that, you know, you have to slow down a little bit for. And that's what this last week was like, and really the week before that too. So I am getting back to where I was. This next week will be really good for the podcast and for, you know, the stuff on DallasBasketball.com. So appreciate all of you who continue to come in here and listen to us on the regular. I do not have my co-host Drew Johnson with me today, or our correspondent, Grant Afseth, but one or both of them should be joining me on a couple occasions this next week. So be sure to tune back in to catch all of us, you know, discussing what's been going on with the Mavs here lately. So a lot of great stuff has gone on since the last pod. I believe the last pod that was posted was following that crazy buzzer-beating win over the Denver Nuggets when Kyrie threw up his left-handed floater, whatever you want to call it, hook shot. And I was fortunate enough to be in attendance for that one. I was out in Dallas for about 4 days or so and got to take that one in. It was a great atmosphere. Felt like playoff basketball. It essentially was playoff basketball, you know, given the stakes in the Western Conference standings. But it has been great for the Mavs ever since. I mean, they've been on a roll. And really before that Nuggets win, I mean, the Mavs, they have won 10 of their last 11 games now. And the only loss during that stretch was a second night of a back-to-back at Oklahoma City with Luka not playing. And they still had a chance in that one. They lost 126 to 119 with Luka out and still had a chance to beat the OKC Thunder, who were fully healthy for that game. So aside from that one, the Mavs are, you know, 10-0 in the last 10 games that Luka plays. They're 12-0 overall when the trio of Luka, Kyrie, and Daniel Gafford start together. So things are just clicking for this team. And, you know, I talked about it after that Denver game, and I was like, you know, this upcoming stretch, you know, they should take care of business versus the Spurs. They should take care of business versus, you know, the Utah Jazz and back-to-back games against them. And they did. You know, it was tough to win in Utah, but they went to Utah and won 115-105. Showed real good poise down the stretch of that fourth quarter. And then they had the big mini-series against the Sacramento Kings this week. Had big implications for the Western Conference standings because, you know, coming into that mini-series, the Mavs were still at seventh in the West, and they had been at eighth for the longest time until they finally caught up with Phoenix. Phoenix lost some games. But going into that mini-series, you know, they played the Kings the first time on Tuesday, completely blew them out in the second half, and ended up winning that game 132-96. Just an incredible win. But then everybody was like, okay, well, you know, the Mavs were on the second night of a back-to-back, but so were the Kings. It was still impressive regardless, but now coming off a 36-point win, you have to play the Kings again at their place on Friday when both teams have had multiple days of rest. The Kings have a ton of motivation going into that one after getting their butts kicked and embarrassed on their home floor. And, you know, I remember ESPN's Tim Legler, former NBA player, actually used to play for the Mavs back in the day, but I remember he came out on a podcast that he's on. I think it's the All NBA podcast or something like that. Anyway, but he came out and was just like, he said, I just want to challenge the Mavs. You know, if you want people to think or to take you seriously as a title contender, come back out on Friday and beat the Kings again. And, you know, it was looking kind of dicey there for the Mavs. They, you know, the Kings had a, you know, a lot of energy, and they came out with the right kind of aggression. The Mavs couldn't hit the broadside of a barn, shooting the ball in the first two and a half quarters. There was a stretch in the third quarter where the Kings seemingly tried to give it away to the Mavs, and the Mavs couldn't take advantage, and they ended up going into the fourth quarter down by 9. And then in that fourth quarter, things just flipped. The Mavs won the fourth quarter 34-21 in the final minute of the game, really before that. So here, let me, for those who, and I'm sure you've watched the highlights and seen it and everything, but just to, so I can talk through it here. The Mavs were tied with the Kings 103 with, you know, a couple minutes left. For three straight possessions, the Mavs tried to go to Dante Exum. He missed a three. He missed another three, both threes wide open. And then he pump faked on a three, drove to the basket, missed a layup. And it was well contested, the layup he did miss. But there was three straight possessions. They went to Dante Exum, and Dante Exum missed. So with about 28 seconds left, Luka got doubled at the top of the key. And given, it's still a 103-103 score. It was a defensive struggle for the last few minutes, but Luka was doubled at the top of the three-point line. He throws the ball to PJ Washington, who kind of dips into the, or attempts like he's going to dip into the paint. And then he throws the ball over to Dante Exum on the left wing, wide open in front of the Kings bench. And he finally nails a three to give the Mavs what was essentially the game winning bucket. It was 106-103 after that. The Mavs got a stop because Harrison Barnes missed a three, got the offensive rebound, but then he turned it over, and then Luka went to the free throw line, split the pair, and the Mavs got the 107-103 win. So just great stuff from the Mavs. And by the way, I do want to mention this because I feel like I'll forget later in the podcast here. But after Luka hit that free throw to ice it, he was waving goodbye to former Kings GM Vlade Divac, who was sitting courtside at that Kings game. And, you know, as he was leaving the court, he was saying, he should have drafted me. He should have drafted me. So we have a track record now of Luka just torturing the teams that that should have drafted him in that 2018 draft. You know, the Phoenix Suns took DeAndre Ayton. That was obviously a mistake. You know, Luka always brings a heightened effort against the Suns, and you have that game seven demolition on his resume over them. You have the Atlanta Hawks, you know, who Luka scored 73 on earlier this season, which was a career high and tied for the fourth highest in league history. And now you have, you know, this Kings stuff where he's pretty much demoralized the Kings going down the stretch of this season. And to add injury to insult, you know, Luka drove to the basket at one point last night, and he drove to the basket. And let me see here. It's leaving me for Malik Monk is who I couldn't think of. It was actually in the first quarter. Luka drove to the basket. Malik Monk was guarding him, got tripped up by Malik Monk, and he actually fell over him. And Monk had to leave the game with a knee injury. It turns out it was a sprained MCL, so he's going to be out for a little bit too. So not great stuff for the Kings for their, you know, future outlook, especially considering that they have one of the harder schedules remaining in the NBA going down the stretch here. So great stuff for the Mavs. I mean, they showed poise. I tweeted this out last night, but, you know, I haven't felt this way about a Mavs team since 2011. And I know that sounds like hyperbole. I know it sounds slightly dramatic, but I mean, I mean it. Like, even the 2022 Western Conference Finals run, it was great, but you always had this thought in the back of your head that the Mavs were always going to be limited and they were going to hit a wall at some point because their front court wasn't adequate. They didn't have enough front court depth to, you know, go all the way. You know, even if they get past the Warriors, are they really going to beat the Celtics in the finals or the Miami Heat, you know, last year, given what they could do? I know that's two different seasons, but I'm just saying, like, the teams coming out of the East at one point, they had better front court players than the Mavs. So, you know, even if last year hadn't been a disaster for the Mavs, I don't think that team as currently constructed, you know, would have been able to do anything. But especially that 2022 team, as great as it was, you knew they had limitations. And now the Mavs have a complete roster. They don't really have any holes. And even when guys aren't hitting threes, they're still potent because they're playing defense. And that is something that has been missing from the general feel of a Mavs team since 2011. And what's different this time is it's like, yes, we, you know, have that feeling again, but it's completely different because this is a much younger Mavs team. And, you know, there's two stars leading the way, not just one. In Dirk Nowitzki, you got Luka and Kyrie doing their thing. Kyrie finished with 30 points in Sacramento, scored 14 of those 30 in the fourth quarter, shot 100% in the fourth quarter. Luka finished with 26 points, 9 rebounds, 12 assists, and 2 steals. Despite it really not being his best game, he still found a way to get to the free throw line and, you know, dominate the Kings in his own way. And, you know, P.J. Washington only shot 2 of 10 overall, 2 of 8 from 3, but he hit a huge 3 in the fourth quarter, had 6 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 2 blocks in 33 minutes, so he's always productive. Daniel Gafford had 6 points, 7 rebounds, 1 steal, 3 blocks in 24 minutes. Lively came off the bench and was amazing, 12 points, shot 5 of 7 overall, had 9 rebounds, 2 assists, and a block. So, I mean, you just got good production across the board. You know, Tim Hardaway Jr. didn't really have a good game. He only shot 1 of 7 overall. only played 20 minutes. You know, it felt like Kidd was playing him too much in the third quarter. And in hindsight, maybe that was by design because he didn't play Tim Hardaway Jr. at all in the fourth quarter. And it turned out to be a good thing for the Mavs. So, you know, maybe he was just getting his minutes, all of his minutes in that third quarter. And that was the plan all along, not to play him in the fourth. And it worked out. But even Maxi Kleba, I mean, Maxi only played 15 minutes in that game, but he hit two huge threes in that fourth quarter to, you know, to keep the Mavs attached. And, you know, he's been playing some solid defense as well. He was a plus eight in those 15 minutes. And then obviously we talked about Dante Exum and the big shot he hit at the end of the game. And, you know, even Derrick Jones Jr. got in on the action and had 7 points on three of seven shooting. He missed some open threes, but, you know, his energy was awesome. He had one play where, you know, he got the ball, went coast to coast, finished the layup, and got a foul. So good stuff from Derrick Jones Jr. as well. The whole team is just vibing. You know, they've got it going on. They've got their chemistry up. They're committed on the defensive end. You know, say what you want to about Jason Kidd and how frustrating some of his rotation decisions are, but he has proven that when you give him the correct personnel, you know, capable of playing defense, that he can coach a high level defense. So, you know, he is approaching what would be his second 50 win season in 3 years for the Mavs. And there's reports that Kidd is looking for a contract extension this summer. He's only got one more year on his current contract after this season. We'll see how it goes. I think the Mavs still need to, you know, make a pretty deep postseason run to warrant Kidd getting that extension. So we'll see how it goes. But all right, before we look ahead to what's coming for the Mavs after winning 10 of their last 11 games, I want to talk to you guys about Prize Picks. It's the number one daily fantasy sports app. Super easy to use. If you want $100, up to $100 match on your first deposit, go download the Prize Picks app and use promo code STEPBACK to get up to $100 matched on your first deposit. Again, promo code STEPBACK for up to $100 matched on your first deposit. I'm looking at some of the games that are happening later today, and this is Saturday. So, you know, the Orlando Magic, they play Memphis. The over-under for Paolo Banchero, 21.5 points. I'm taking the over there. Jaren Jackson Jr. in that same game, 21.5 points. I'm taking the under. I just don't see them playing him enough minutes. I feel like it's going to be a blowout for the Magic, and I feel like Jaren Jackson Jr. won't play as many minutes to get up above that 21.5 point range. So taking the under on that, Jaren Jackson Jr. Let's see here. 0.5 three-pointers made. I'm definitely taking the over there. I think he'll hit at least one three in this one. Giannis Antetokounmpo, 53.5 points plus rebounds plus assists as the Bucks take on the Atlanta Hawks. I'm taking the over there. In that same game, Bogdan Bogdanovic, 27.5 points plus rebounds plus assists. I'm going less there. Kind of the same situation as the first game. I feel like the Bucks will handle the Hawks easily. Now, when it's a game that the Bucks or that the Mavs need the Bucks to win against the Suns or the Lakers or whoever it may be, the Pelicans, you know, they they can't get it done. But since this game means nothing to the Mavs, I think the Bucks will get it done. And then finally, Clint Capella in that Bucks-Hawks game, 25.5 points plus rebounds plus assists, taking the under there, going less. So if I get six correct picks on this one, it will 25 times my money. So, you know, if I did a $20 deposit on the or $20 gameplay on this one, I could potentially win $500. So we'll see how it goes. That's my picks for, you know, those two games on tonight's NBA slate. So, again, though, if you want to potentially maximize your deposit and you listen to the show and you like daily fantasy sports, you might as well go download that Prize Picks app and use our promo code STEPBACK to get up to $100 matched on your first deposit. Be sure to go do that and share your picks with us. You know, if you want to compare to what I did, or if you have different things you want to show off, be sure to let us know. All right, looking ahead to what the Mavs have coming up, because there's only 9 games left and the season is rapidly coming to a close here, y'all. They take on the Houston Rockets in Houston on Sunday, 6 p.m. start time. Thank God, because I'm so tired of these 9 p.m. start times. I'm already sleep deprived as is. So, you know, that'll be good to kind of get that one out of the way early. But then the very next game on Tuesday, April 2nd, starts at 9 o'clock at Golden State. So right back to the late start time. But these next 5 games, it's at Houston, at Golden State, then back home for 3 straight games versus the Hawks, then Golden State at home, and then the Houston Rockets. So it's a Houston Rockets, Golden State Warriors sandwich here. You play Houston, Golden State, have Atlanta in the middle, then play Golden State, Houston before they go to Charlotte on April 9th. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. Houston, that's a really interesting one for me because, as you may or may not know, Houston's one of the hottest teams in the league, the hottest team in the league, actually. They've won 11 consecutive games. Now, given the competition hasn't been super high during that winning streak, they haven't really played a team that is as hot or as healthy as the Mavs are right now. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. They've been playing small ball with Sengun out, and they've been putting Asir Thompson at the...
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Is it Asir or Amon Thompson? I don't know. I get those two confused. That's the thing with twins. Anyway, they've been putting Thompson as a small ball five, so... You know, that'll be interesting to see how, you know, that changes the Mavs game plan or if it changes it at all. You know, I feel like, you know, Gafford and Lively will be able to feast in this game. I don't see the Rockets having anybody that can stop them. I feel like the Mavs are just too big and have too much firepower. But we will see. We will see. You know, the last couple of times the Mavs have played Dylan Brooks specifically, they've been kind of dinged up and haven't been at full strength. And when they are at full strength, you know, that's a pretty decent, I wouldn't really call it a rivalry, but it, you know, it's on the precipice of being something like that. So we'll see. I think the Mavs have what it takes to take care of business in this one. I think the Rockets are at the point where they've got to lose at some point. And like I said, they haven't been playing the greatest of competition during this winning streak. The win streak they're on right now kind of reminds me of, you know, the Mavs win streak last year when they had Christian Wood earlier in the season. And the Mavs won like 7 consecutive games, but it wasn't against, you know, high-quality opponents. Everybody got excited. And, you know, it ended up just kind of being fool's gold. And the Rockets are good. You know, they got young guys that are good, and they're a good team. And you know, Ime Udoka has done a good job down there in Houston coaching that team too. Hard-nosed team. But, you know, I think the Mavs' overall experience and depth when it comes to the front court and having the star power. The star power, the front court depth, you know, all of that combined, I think, gives the Mavs the edge in this one. So I would expect the Mavs to win their seventh consecutive game and to end the Rockets' 11-game win streak, but we will see how it goes. It's going to be a very entertaining game nonetheless. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. But, guys, look, I appreciate y'all coming in here and listening to me ramble for a little bit. One more thing I want to throw out there before I take off is I feel like Luka is on the cusp of being the leader in the MVP race. You know, I'm not saying the NBA.com NBA ladder is the end-all be-all for the MVP race, but even they put him ahead of Shai Gilgeous-Alexander the other day for second. So, you know, Luka's only trailing Jokic, and the Nuggets have been struggling lately. You know, they're coming off of back-to-back blowout losses. Jokic hasn't been stellar. So, and Luka, in the last 10 games Luka has played, he's 10-0. And he's leading the league in scoring. He's almost averaging a 34-point triple-double this season. He's going to end the season averaging, you know, numbers no other player has averaged this season. So, I feel like the MVP is there for the taking for Luka if they continue to take care of business. And it's a favorable schedule for the Mavs to do so in this final stretch. But the biggest thing that Luka is after is not that MVP trophy. It's the Larry O'Brien trophy. And like I said, for the first time in over a decade, I actually believe this team is a contender. I believe they have the depth. I believe they have the buy-in, the maturity. I think they have everything it takes to compete for and potentially win a title. Now, we'll see how it comes down in this last 9 games of the season. Obviously, injuries could play a factor. Knock on wood, you hope that the Mavs go into the postseason healthy with their two stars and the two very valuable big men in Lively and Gafford. But we'll see. I mean, as currently constructed, when healthy and seeing how they're playing defense here lately and they're winning games, even when guys like PJ Washington or Derrick Jones Jr. and all, you know, some of these other guys aren't hitting three-pointers, Tim Hardaway Jr., when threes do fall, you see what we saw on Tuesday when the Mavs beat the Kings by 36 points. So exciting times for the Mavs. I think they truly are title contenders now, which is crazy. I mean, there was a point in the season where the Mavs were 26-23, I think in early February. So the fact that they're 44-29 now, you know, on the cusp of having a 50-game or a 50-win season is crazy. You know, they battled through all the early season injuries. They made the correct trades at the deadline. And here we are. So fun times for the Mavs. I'm happy to be on this ride with all of you guys. And like I said, the content is going to start picking up steam over here as we roll toward the playoffs. So thank you all again. I appreciate it. Please go like, rate, and subscribe on all your favorite podcast platforms. Hit that subscribe button on YouTube. Leave us your comments in these YouTube videos. We want to hear from you. You know, give us your takes on what you think's going on and, you know, how you feel about the Mavs. Are they a true title contender? Do you think they still need another piece or two? How are you feeling after this streak where they've won 10 of their last 11 games? Let us know. And follow me on Twitter at Dalton_Trigg. I tweeted out earlier today that if the Mavs do end the Rockets' 11-game win streak tomorrow, I'm giving 3 of my followers a T-shirt of their choice, either the Dirk Hall of Fame shirt that I made over the summer and gave out, you know, to commemorate Dirk's Hall of Fame induction. And I put a picture of that on Twitter. I've got this one of my most recent tweets, so go check it out. Or there is a Kyrie and Luka T-shirt that we have on our T Public site. I provided a link to that one in the tweet I did today. So go check that out. I'll be selecting three of my followers, and the way I'm going to be selecting the winners is going to be from whoever retweets that tweet I put out with those t-shirts. So, you know, if the Mavs beat the Rockets tomorrow, I'm going to go to that tweet, see who retweeted it, see if you're following, and that's how I'll pick, you know, the three winners for that. And you'll get your choice of either one of those shirts. So go do that. Appreciate all of you. Hope you have a great rest of your weekend, and we'll see you next time.